Joining me now on Dry River Blues is Nick Schnebelin, Kansas City blues man. You might know him from the band Trampled Underfoot. He is out on his own, and he will be at Sparky's in Hatch on July 19th as part of their 10-year birthday celebration. And I'm thrilled to have him joining me now.
Listen, baby, to how I feel. My love for you is so darn real. But your cheating's got me crying all night long. Well, it may hurt now, but I must get on. Well, it may hurt now, but I must get on. On a good man, keep him up all night crying on the phone, push me away and then I feel alone. You push me away and then I feel alone. Well, it's a shame how you treat me this way.
Mr. Schnebelin, thank you so much for calling into the Dusty Banks.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
How you doing, man?
I'm great, man. I'm feeling good. Getting a lot of stuff done today and promoting some shows and getting my back end together for the road.
I hear you, man. So is promoting shows the best part about being on tour or what?
I know, right? No, I mean, you got to do it. I love to, you know, I do love, yeah, I love interviews and things like that. I'm totally fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
I just want to play guitar.
Right.
It's not that I have to do these things. It's that I get to do these things.
Yes.
To pick your kids up at the soccer practice, you know. You get to do those things, you know. Can't forget that, you know, we're blessed to have the, you know, activities we have in our lives.
How'd you get into music?
I guess, you know, the music's gotten into me and my family. Mm-hmm. Like four or five generations that we know of, and you know, I think the music kind of moves through us.
When we were young, life was simple. We sure had some poor boy fun in the hot summer sun, kicking up dust all day.
What's on the bottom of that dirty old river?
started playing guitar when I was probably nine years old, and started playing out with my dad when I was about 13, you know, and then I started having my own bands, 13, 14, I had my own bands, and, you know, but usually I've been kind of doing my own bands for years.
Now it's time to go back to school, Sheriff put them boys in jail. Autumn comes with a familiar chill, you can feel the seasons change.
First heard about you in the group Trampled Underfoot, which is a family band, and so you said you mentioned having your own bands. So did your sister and your brother kind of join you in your band, or were you playing with other bands and then you decided, you know what, maybe we should do this as a family unit?
That's what it was. It was the second part there. You know, okay. We my brother hadn't quite gotten grasped the live performances yet, but he was already playing and studying drums with a great drummer in Kansas City. Got some killer musicians in Kansas City, and you know I started taking lessons at a young age. Chris did too, you know. And then we decided, I had one band that I was a part of that was winding down. I had a band that was really popular on the East Coast for about 7 years, and then that, you know, was winding down, and I knew that it's time to do something new, and we all kind of talked about it in that period of time, and I said, well, let's do it now. If we're going to do it, let's do it now. And, you know, we did that for about 12 years, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had a pretty good run, and especially with that last release in 2013, great acclaim, too. You know, went to number one on the top blues albums chart. Living Blues named it one of the top 20 for 2013. It was a fantastic run. Are you guys on permanent hiatus now, or is
we're not really doing that anymore. We did a few reunions in the end, and I was just like, we just need to not do this.
I got it. It can be hard to work with family that much, really.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Well, my mama told me, and my papa told me, my mama told me, boy.
So tell me about the new band.
I got a great trio. Yeah, Cliff Moore's on the bass. He played with Michael Burks. Adam Hagerman's on drums. He's played with a ton of folks as well, Smoking Joe Kubek.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, my mama told me, and my papa told me, my mama told me, boy.
And we laid it down real good, too. It's real nice.
It's a mean old town when you're living on your own.
You guys have two albums out so far. They're both live releases. You got anything coming up from the studio?
Yes, I do. I just finished a record out in Los Angeles. It had a mixed. It's been mixed now for about a month. We found a home for it on Vistone Records. We're going to be putting it on Vistone. It is called Crazy All By Myself, and it's featured by, produced by Tony Bronigal from Taj Mahal Claim, and I mean, he's played with everybody. His Phantom Blues Band, Bonnie Raitt.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I had Bonnie Raitt's band on my record. I had Hutch Hutchinson played bass, and Johnny Lee Shell played a little bit of guitar. Tony, of course, played drums, And I had some really good guest artists too on it. I had a, I don't know if you know him, Davey Knowles is a friend of mine. He's a killer guitar player.
Yes, like I'm familiar with the name. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Brit Rock Blues, you know, phenom. He's really excellent. And then Jason Ricci played on a track for me, and Dustin Arbuckle.
Oh, my goodness.
From Orland and Arbuckle.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, those are my guests. And, you know, and I totally, I mean, you know, I'm really proud of this album. And it's, you know, like I said, it's going to be coming out March 1st.
Yeah.
You know, I put a lot of energy and effort into this record. And I wrote, got to write with some songwriters to help finish some of the songs that I felt like they could just be a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary Nicholson, he's got the, you know, he's got the Joe Bonamassa hit, the last Joe Bonamassa hit he wrote, Buddy Guy's hit he wrote. I mean, the guy's just killing it in the blues world.
Yeah.
He's a country writer, but now he's writing blues, and this is really good stuff. So I wrote a couple songs with him and Dave Duncan out of Nashville too. Another guy, Jeff Paris, actually, he plays organ, plays keys for Keb Moe.
Oh my gosh.
Killer player. And yeah, we wrote a beautiful soul tune. And you know, with Dave Duncan in Nashville, he wrote 20 Years of B.B. King, the Curtis Salgado tune, if you remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it doesn't surprise me though that a country guy could write for the blues, because really country, blues, and of course rock, they all bleed together. They all come from the same well source a lot of the times. And it's
you're right.
It's especially country, old country. You listen to those songs, they'll make you weep just as much as any blues song ever would.
Sure, no, and you know, and even you know, Hank Williams played a lot of blues.
Oh, of course.
You know, and I love his. I want to do some of his songs. You know. Revamp them and just do them as a, you know, I mean, the songs are that's what's alive is that song. Me playing it's one thing, but the song itself has a life, you know.
Nick Schnebelin will be performing at Sparky's in Hatch on Thursday, July 19th.
Played at Sparky's the last time we were there, and it was such an amazing time.
Isn't that place cool, man?
We had a sold out show, and everybody was just really excited to see me play. I was kind of taken aback. I really enjoyed it. Another cool thing is that I'm going to be joined by one of my friends, a great buddy of mine, Albert Castilla.
Yes,
and
I was going to ask you
Albert
about
Castilla.
That. Making his bones with the Junior Wells Band. Yeah, this guy can bring it.
Yeah.
Nick Schneblin with Albert Castilla is going on Thursday, July 19th from 7 to 10 p.m. in the Green Chili Room at Sparky's. It's all part of their 10th birthday celebration.
Yeah, that's funny, isn't it? That's like the two best last names in the world, Schneblin Castilla.
Yeah. Exactly. It just rolls off the tongue. Big thanks once again to Nick Schneblin. For more information on that great concert going on at Sparky's tonight, go to sparkysburgers.com.